farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries is reporting a reduction in the food import bill for 2015. We tell you more on today's program and later our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Are you an NHD mortgager? Do you have an email account? Then sign up to receive your mortgage statements by email and have a chance to win big in the NHD's Got Mail promotion. You could win 3, 6, or even 9 months mortgage holiday or a Samsung Galaxy Tab A. Winning is easy. Visit nhd.gov.jm or your nearest NHD branch. Entries close February 26, 2016. Enter the NHD's Got Mail promotion today. Conditions apply. Call 1-888-225-5648.
The country's food import bill declined by 11.5% in 2015. This means the country saved $10.5 billion, or $88.7 million, when compared with the corresponding period in 2014. Agriculture Minister Derek Kellyer says the decline resulted from intentional strategies to increase food production.
We have built those strategies around the core principles of import substitution, food security, and export expansion.
The implementation of the AgroParks program is one of the initiatives centered around growing and consuming local produce and spurring economic growth.
We have been able to attain self-sufficiency in pork, poultry, table Irish potato, and in most vegetables and ground provisions, except when there are temporary disruptions during drought periods.
Minister Kellyer says although the country experienced prolonged dry periods in 2015, there were increases in the production of crops such as coffee, banana, and cassava.
We have also seen increased productions in coffee, moving from 4,464 tons in calendar year 2014 to 5,661 tons for 2015 calendar year. Over 22% increase. Bananas have moved from 55,000 tons in 2015, representing a 3% increase over 2014. Cassava production has also increased with the planting of some 336 new acres.
There was also a 68.1% increase in onion production.
So over the next 4 years, we intend to produce at least 40 to 50% of the onions that we consume here in Jamaica.
The agriculture minister says strategic plans will continue in 2016-2017 to reduce the food import bill in an effort to achieve a modern, efficient, internationally competitive and sustainable sector. This includes the establishment of 3 additional agroparks, which will bring the total number of facilities to 12.
The ministry is in the process of sequestering some 20,000 acres of land so that the Agro Invest Corporation will have enough lands for investors to utilize and for local farmers to make use of the opportunities that will be there.
The opportunities will include agro-promotional services, marketing arrangements, and extension services from the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA. The new facilities will be equipped with irrigation systems and packing houses. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Don't trouble trouble till trouble trouble you. Translation: don't go looking for trouble, deal with it when it comes to your doorstep. And this means avoid mischief.
There's no specific vaccine or treatment for Zika V. Mosquito prevention is key. Protect yourself from Zika V. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free. A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for more important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.